Fly, America's new super sport.
Welcome to another H2H Highlight Recap here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. And I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And this is recap number 11 for the H2H 2022 championship season. And today's sponsors of the H2H recap are Magic City Hi-Li. Go to magiccityhighlight.eprn.us or go to highlightworld.com. Today's show, today's podcast is being presented by eprn.us, of course, and also participating sponsors include WatchHighlight.com, FantasyHighlight.com, BlackStarFund, LLLP.com, and ExquisiteCoffee.shop. Coffee and teas at your home or office, the way that pleases you. ExquisiteCoffee.shop. And Rockin' Ray Haluska won't be joining us today, but he sent in the new doubles teams pairs, so I'll have that information for you. They did a little bit of a shake-up with the doubles teams, and I'll let you know how I did with Fantasy Hi-Li this week with my picks. And first, let's go ahead and listen to the rules for H2H Hi-Li.
Hi-Li H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. Hi-Li H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is Hi-Li H2H.
What's up, Hi-Li fans? It's Matt Langhans, aka Douglas, with Magic City Hi-Li. Listen in for Hi-Li head-to-head recaps. Check out the recaps on all my wins, along with other Magic City Hi-Li players. Join EPRN today and be entered into Magic City Hi-Li EarPods giveaway contest. To be one of 200 lucky winners, go to earpods.eprn.us. It's free to join, and EPRN wants to thank you for listening in.
There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. Watch Hi-Li.com. Live the high life and watch Hi-Li.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battle Court Hi-Li. The all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free to WatchHighLie.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battle Court singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers, Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy Hi-Li. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at WatchHighLi.com.
Hello, Miami. Here's the traffic report and Fantasy Hi-Li check-in.
As I'm circling overhead of the Magic City Fronton, I see a lot of foot traffic headed into today's Hi-Li head-to-head matches. I can see a lot of fans are logging onto their phones and punching in their picks for Fantasy Hi-Li. They're logging on to FantasyHi-Li.com, checking and locking in their picks for the day. If they've locked in all the winning picks for the week correctly, they could win a $100 prize. Check out the traffic over at FantasyHi-Li.com. For heavy hitting wagers in approved states, head over to BetRivers.com and place your bets in real time. Even if you don't have a chance to come down to the Magic City Fronton today, head over to BetRivers.com. There's plenty of traffic over there and the lanes are clear, and approved traffic is heading in from New York, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Iowa, Colorado, Arizona, Louisiana, Virginia, and West Virginia. Stay tuned in for more Hi-Li traffic updates on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.
And welcome back to the second segment of Recap Number 11 here on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And we have, I'm going to start off with the scores for you all. For Sunday, July 10th, Monday, July 11th, and Tuesday, July 12th, 2022. And first for Sunday, we have doubles action, doubles H2H Hi-Li action. Seven matches were played. And for the first match, we have Hiro and Ben versus Correa and Manny. Hiro and Ben take the win 6-1 and 6-3 in the second and third sets. In the second match, we have Carballo and Kubala versus Jeddin and Nicholas. Carballo and Kubala take the win in split set 6-3 and 6-3. In the third match, we have Joseph and Manu versus Flores and Aratz. Joseph and Manu take the win in straight set 6-3 and 6-2. In the fourth match, we have Diaz and Gocchieri versus Bueno and Benny. Bueno and Benny take the win in straight set 6-4 and 6-1. In the fifth match, we have Correa and Manny versus Inaki and Rock. Correa and Manny take the win in the second and third sets 6-4 and 6-5. In the sixth match, we have Robin and Julin versus Hiro and Ben. Hiro and Ben take the win in the second and third sets 6-2 and 6-5. In the seventh match, we have Flores and Aratz versus CRB and Douglas. CRB and Douglas take the win in straight set 6-3 and 6-1. And for the highlight of the day, Hiro and Ben, they win both of their matches for the day. And moving on now to Monday, July 11, 2022, doubles action for H2H Hi-Li. We have seven matches that were played. In the first match, we have Correa and Manny versus Robin and Julin. Correa and Manny take the win in straight set 6-1 and 6-5. In the second match, we have Hiro and Ben versus Joseph and Manu. Hiro and Ben take the win in straight set 6-3 and 6-4. In the third match, we have Inaki and Rock versus CRB and Douglas. CRB and Douglas take the win in split sets 6-4 and 6-1. In the fourth match, we have Flores and Aratz versus Carballo and Kubala. Flores and Aratz take the win in the second and third set 6-4 and 6-5. In the fifth match, we have Joseph and Manu versus Diaz and Gocchieri. Joseph and Manu take the win forfeit. This match, this fifth match was actually a forfeit, and Joseph and Manu take the win. In this sixth match, we have Robin and Julin versus Jeddin and Nicholas. Jeddin and Nicholas take the win in straight sets 6-3 and 6-5. In the seventh and final match of the day, we have Bueno and Benny versus Inaki and Rock. Inaki and Rock take the win in the second and third sets 6-3 and 6-2. And moving on to Tuesday, July 12, 2022, this begins the singles action for H2H. And we have seven matches that were played. And in the first match, we have Ron Ron versus Kubala. Ron Ron takes the win in straight sets, 6-1 and 6-4. In the second match, we have Carballo versus Ben. Carballo takes the win in straight sets, 6-4 and 6-3. In the third match, we have Jeddin versus Ron Ron. Ron Ron takes the win in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-2. In the fourth match, we have Kubala versus Jeddin. Excuse me, Kubala versus Julin. Julin takes the win in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-2. In the fifth match, we have Ben versus Hyro. Hyro takes the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-1. In the sixth match, we have Aratz versus Carballo. Aratz takes the win in straight sets, 6-3 and 6-3. In the seventh and final singles match of the day, we have Hyro versus Jeddin. Hyro takes the win in straight sets, 6-2 and 6-2. And there were two highlights for the day, for Tuesday, July 12th. Ron Ron and Hyro win both of their matches, and Jeddin loses both of his matches. And moving on here to the shakeup, to the H2H doubles matchup shakeup. And now we have Gucciari. He is now paired with Joseph. Diaz is now paired with Douglas, and we'll call them the double D's, Diaz and Douglas. Flores is now paired with Manu. Ikeda is now paired with Aratz. CRB is now paired with Spinner. Jeddin and Nicholas are the only pair that's going to stay the same. And Carballo is now paired with Tennessee. Inaki is paired with Ben. Cool Fitness is now paired with Manny. Robin is now paired with Benny. And Hyro is now paired with Kubala. And Bueno and Julin are now the new substitute doubles team. And that will do it for the shakeup. And for the fantasy highlight results, looks like I'm averaging around 10 to 13 points per week. This week I got 11. I have 11 points. I have a total of 77 points. It's because I pretty much started late in the season joining Fantasy Highline. But I'm now tied with Taquitos Tic Tacs. Taquitos Tic Tacs. And we both have 77 points. And in the leaderboard here with 242 points, we have Imus Arraguez on top of the leaderboard. Tied for second place, we have Reverse Two Wall and Arimada Armada. And Reverse Two Wall and Arimada Armada both have 234 points. And in third place, we have Sarasota Kenny with 232 points. So, all of you out there, all of you fantasy highlight players out there, keep playing, keep making your weekly picks for the chance to win $100 prize. Also, tune in live to H2H Highline matches weekly at watchhighline.com. And I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And it's been a pleasure hosting this week's H2H recap. And have a great weekend, everyone.
Highline, America's new super sport.